Marshall. I'm coming to you from CandidlyChristian.com. I'm surrounded by entirely too much of myself. I spent the week getting beat up by myself and my thoughts, repeatedly, consistently, by the angry world around me, by circumstances, sickness, and worries. After several days of reading God's Word through a Bible plan online, I had a revelation. No one, not even myself, loves me as much as God does, and the thoughts He thinks towards me are ones of love and kindness. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Today is my day off, and I've decided to be kind to myself. Here are 6 ways to love yourself. Number 1, no thoughts of what will happen if. I will live in the moment. God is omniscient, and I know His plans for me are good, so I will let go and trust Him. Number 2 is me time. Some of the things on my to-do list are purely for me, like painting my nails or giving myself a facial. Instead of pushing those off until last and never getting to them for weeks, I'm doing them first. My bruised soul could use some TLC. I'm going to ponder forgiveness even for just a little while. I have a date with myself to cry later. I need to forgive myself and ask for forgiveness from God over some things. Weariness begins with burdens not released. I'm going to look upward. I am surrounded by imperfection. I will never be worthy or maybe even feel worthy. But Christ is in me, and it's time to look upward and not so long inward. I'm going to spend time with God to be washed by His Word. I've been entirely too distracted by shiny, pretty things. Caring again properly starts with the soul, then reaching out to others. And lastly, I'm going to cultivate a selfless mindset. A me-centered mindset needs to now take a back seat. Proverbs 18:11 says, "A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment." It's a start. Things may not be perfect or far from it. I don't have the answers for some of the things that are still raging outside, beating on the door of my brain to get my attention and worry. However, too much time in my head thinking over what I can't control isn't the answer. Conscious changes can cause tiny ripples of hope that God can perform miracles through. The steps above, they have helped: reaching out, asking for prayer, taking the time to approach God and realize I'm worthy of His glance, His attention, even when I'm the most undeserving and unrighteous sinner. He sees me through Jesus' sacrifice, and to Him I am clean, I am holy, and He loves me just as I am. Have you had similar days or weeks of feeling beat up? What steps have you taken to get out from under the onslaught?